your hair thinning or is your hairline receding? Scalp micropigmentation will fill in the areas where your hair is missing by creating a short buzz cut look. Micropigmentation is a non-invasive procedure that will create the illusion of hair follicles for 7 to 10 years. For people with alopecia, this could be a permanent fix. For people with scars on their scalp, this is a great way to camouflage a scar. Don't lose confidence or feel like you need to wear a hat wherever you go. Marquez Studio is located in the Bronx and is open for all your scalp micropigmentation needs. Consultations are free and appointments can be made any day of the week. Get your hairline back with scalp micropigmentation. The techs at Marquez Studio have over 30 years of hair cutting experience and can assist you with all of your questions. Call to schedule a consultation today, 646-221-8728. You can also visit them on Instagram at Bronx Marquez to see their gallery and view all their satisfied customers. Again, that is Marquez Studio, located in the Bronx, New York, 646-221-8728.
It's the In Route, where friends of the show get a special segment with us. Want to be part of the action? Want to be the newest member of the In Crowd? Well, you know what to do. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X at faderoutednz, and you could be next.
Part two of our interview with songwriter and former Frankfurt Galaxy wide receiver Robert Ortiz starts right now. If you missed part one, you know what to do. Check out this week's episode of The Fade Route with DNZ. And we're being joined by former San Diego State Frankfurt Galaxy wide receiver and writer of the new wedding song, Here Comes Forever, Robert Ortiz. And let's talk about that transition to music. So you've built careers in football, you've built a career in coaching, DJing, and now music production. So what inspired you to create Here Comes Forever, and what emotion were you hoping couples would feel when they hear it?
Well, I've been a DJ for 23 years now. I was DJing before I met you, buddy. I started DJing in college, just by chance. I stayed at my parents' house, got a scholarship check. It was pretty nice, so I went and bought some equipment and taught myself how to DJ. So I've been DJing and around music for a long time. And I've always told just people, random people, like, one day I'm going to write like a one hit wonder, you know, and it's going to play like 50 Cent in the club or Vanilla Ice, you know. It doesn't have to be cool. I just want it to be like a one hit wonder. I want people to play it for 50 years after it comes out. That's not what this song is. but I mean, it could be in a good way. It's not a corny song, it was what I'm saying. Honestly, I started writing, really, I figured out that I could write a few years ago, a song. And then I would say, 8 months ago, I started really like pushing myself to write. And I was actually doing an album. And the album, you know, it ended up, I realized, you know what? I don't need to do an album. But a lot of my album was based off of relationship, right? So I was watching this interview with 50 Cent. And he was talking about when he made In the Club, you know, the part where it says, "Go shawty, it's your birthday, we gonna party like it's your birthday." So he said he added that in there because there's a birthday every day. And they're gonna play his song every day on people's birthdays. And he was 100% correct. You hear it at the club, you hear it everywhere. With somebody's birthday, in the office, I've heard it in offices, at school. So at the end of the day, when I started writing, and I was writing about relationship stuff, because I've DJed a lot of weddings, well, that after I saw that interview, I was like, well, what can I do that they'll play all the time? Well, there's weddings every weekend, all year round. So I was like, I'll do a wedding song. Well, every time I do a wedding, there's brides that'll say, okay, I want this song when I'm walking down the aisle, and I want it to start at this time. I want you to jump to this. And then maybe even sometimes they say, maybe bring this song in at this time when I'm right there by the... So I'm like, that's a lot. Like, you're putting a lot of pressure on me for your big day. Like, I don't know if I can do all that. I can, but I just hope I don't mess up. So with that in mind, I was like, what if I wrote the perfect song for that specific moment, walking down the aisle, right? And, you know, I if the vision in my head was basically the bride, you know, usually you don't see the bride at the beginning. She's kind of behind doors or a curtain or something. And they, you know, the flower girl, everybody's coming down. So the song starts off with kind of a letter to the groom, you know, saying like, I'm here, I see you, I can see you're nervous, but you know, you're not in this alone, we're in this together. Kind of that was the vibe and the mood for the first verse. And then when the chorus starts, that's when it says, here comes your bride, dressed in all white. And it's supposed to be like a big reveal. The music takes a different turn. And so I was like, that's, to me, that's perfect. And then I was like, well, I need a second verse to get her from back there to the altar. So
right.
Wrote my second verse. And honestly, I just, it couldn't have come out better. I thought it matched everything that I wanted to in my head. And then not only that, with music, I'm the type of person that I need to feel something when I listen to music, right? So as soon as I, you know, I heard it, and you know, I was just like, damn, I feel it. And then I played it for like my dad started tearing up. I played it for other people. Like, I was just
the first time I heard it,
I think we got one.
The first time I heard it, I got real emotional. I'm not gonna lie, it actually brought me back to my wedding day. And then I was like, wait a minute, he really wrote this? Like, I'm not kidding you, because I couldn't believe it. It was so awesome. It was beautiful. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Thank you. And to write it from a woman's perspective, I was just like...
That was the other thing. I thought when I saw that you had written the song, I thought it was going to be a man. I did. And the person who's singing it has a great voice, amazing voice.
Yeah.
I was very impressed, Rob. Very impressed.
Thank you.
So we'll get you out of here on this one, Rob. So DJ is all about reading the room, as you know, and while writing music is about creating something that's going to last. How has performing at weddings and events influenced the music you make? And how has your career in football also helped your music career?
Man, so my journey has not always been smooth. You know, just coming out of high school, I got one offer, South Carolina State, and I ended up turning it down to walk on at San Diego State. Earned a scholarship after a year. Worked my way onto the field, you know, finished top 10 in school history. Maybe not, I might not be top 10 now. There's been like some pretty good receivers that have come out, but yeah, when I finished, I was top 10. Okay?
That's right.
And then, and then obviously, you know, bouncing around to different NFL teams and, you know, trying to, you know, just make an impression and, you know, hope that you're playing on Sundays and, you know, you have a successful career. The music side thing is nothing compared to that. You know, like, when I watch, what is it? Like Hard Knocks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I get PTSD, man. Like, I feel what those kids are feeling, you know, like, music does not do that to me. Music is kind of, I've been around music all my life. I've always been a dancer, the one that starts to dance for, and then I became a DJ. And so I can't say that it's anywhere near that. I think for me with music, I'm trying to leave, and this is probably not very deep, but I'm trying to leave my kids with an opportunity to get mailbox money with I've done once I stopped playing, I started doing commercials and movies and stuff like that. So I saw how music is used on commercials and music is used in movies. So really, to be honest, Here Comes Forever, The Bride Walk. I'm hoping that's in a movie, a wedding scene.
Right, royalties, licensing.
And I'm starting to make music, honestly, strictly to get in that world, you know, through my music, not just with myself on camera, but just that. And, you know, and like I said, leave a legacy where my kids, when I'm gone, dead and gone, they're still receiving checks. That's really what it comes down to.
Hey man, there's nothing like leaving a legacy. Yeah, it's deep. Like you want to leave something for future generations. That's nothing
in a positive like poo-poo. Way, like not debt, you know, like good right. things.
Yeah, exactly. That's
exactly.
Yeah, that's something to hang your hat on. 100%.
And there's nothing like walking into the mailbox and you're not expecting it, and you got five checks in there. Like, yes, we're going out
tonight. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Well, former San Diego State Frankfurt Galaxy wide receiver, songwriter extraordinaire, writer of Here Comes Forever, The Bride Walk, Robert Ortiz, thank you for coming on, brother. And if you want to be the newest member of the In Crowd, hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X @FadeRouteDNZ. And you can join us on the In Route. Robert Ortiz, thank you for coming on. And where can we find you on socials? And where can we find your music?
Well, it's on all streaming platforms under my DJ name, DJ Mystery, Mr. E, DJ MISTERE, short for Mr. Everything, which you will find me on Instagram, Mr. Everything, Mr. Dot Everything. And yeah, that's it. You'll find it all there. Spotify, Apple Music, it's on everything.
Nice.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.